Would you mind maybe if you would talk with your son maybe a little bit? Maybe you can remember some of the people better, especially way back.
Well,
maybe
my mother
even
remembers
before
quite a few of them.
Would you just mind maybe just...
I don't think, but all of them I know.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if
we can see. We'll see. My stepfather was a bass player.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coley
Jones.
Okay, you would let
see,
us just
who all was in this
down.
Group at the time when I was a kid?
Marco.
Marco.
Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Will.
Will Green. He was a guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Lemon. And my Uncle Jesse played clarinet.
Yeah, he did. He
played clarinet. And had a whole string band around in the days. You know.
What was the name of this group?
They didn't have a name too much of a group. Too much of a at that time. It just a big bunch of old timers playing string instruments and so on.
Yeah.
At the time when I first
I guess I'd like to start here. The first thing is when were you born, you know, and where would you
I was born in a place called Linden, Texas.
Linden,
L-I-N-D-E-N.
L-I-N-T-E-N.
D-E-N.
Linden.
Linden, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cass County.
Oh, which?
It's in Cass County.
In Cass County.
Cass County.
Mm-hmm.
And when was it? Would you?
1910.
In 1910. Mm-hmm. Would you mind giving us your birthday?
28th day of May.
28th day of May. Oh, and when did you first start playing? You know, I mean, this is...
Oh, I've been playing ever since I was around 13, I think.
Yeah.
I started out with a medicine show when I was about 13 or 14, wasn't it?
Mm.
Well, yeah, what did you do in this medicine show?
I played the banjo and ukulele and did singing.
Was that right?
You played
a banjo at that time?
Yeah, during the times when school was out, you know.
Mm.
I worked at this medicine show. He paid me, I think it was $15 a week, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He said, my mother, 10, give me 5.
Mm.
And he used to say, what was it, Big B Tonic was my mother.
That's true.
And Big B Tonic, that was my first show.
Big B Tonic.
And then my first record I made was the Columbia, wasn't it, with Uncle Johnny and him, and I was about 16 years old.
Oh, I was going to ask you about this. Back in the 20s, there was a Columbia record.
I made it, and I think the name of the blues was Trinity River Blues, Wichita Falls Blues.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm.
I made that, I guess I was about 15, 16 years old.
Yeah, man.
And it sold pretty good. I didn't get too much out of it, but me being a kid, I was happy to get to make it.
Yeah, I mean, I saw you pretty young in those days.
Oh, God, yes.
Where did you get most of your, style from, or where did you first learn from? Was there anybody in particular that you liked?
My father was a guitar picker.
My father was a guitar player, too.
What was his name?
His name was Ransom Walker. Ransom Walker.
Ransom Walker.
Ransom Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And did you play any particular numbers that you remember, or...
Nothing but a bunch of old-timey blues he used to play all the time. He was never professional.
No.
He was never professional. He just played for himself. He never went out and played too much. My stepfather was on the professional side.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Marco Washington.
Marco Washington. And did he play around that area, did you say, professional?
Well, he played professional around Dallas.
Around
and,
Dallas.
And
mm-hmm.
They go around like Abilene, Texas, and nothing but Texas. They haven't very seldom went out of the state.
Yeah. Well, can you recall any of the numbers that they played in those days that you particularly remember, you know?
Well, I just to do all the old numbers like way back when, like Bessie Smith numbers and things like that, and they used to do all those little things. I can't remember. Now, they used to write their own blues. It's been so long ago, so I can't remember those numbers. I remember the... Well, I think it was one number that they made that they used to play all the time. Well, I was trying to think of this blue. They played Knee Natural all the time. But I can't remember the name of the... A matter of fact, heck, they just... they make up their blues and things. They could play practically anything.
Mm-hmm. They played everything that come out.
Did you ever hear?
They could hear on record.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, before they made records, what type of songs did they
They did do.
Did they hear them from other singers or?
Well, no, they did some writing. They did their own blues and things like that. They write up their own lyrics and things and make their own blues up. Well, so I don't know, Johnny and could play anything. He could he about the only one. Him and Uncle Jesse about the only one could read music in this bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Casey came up with me though.
Yeah, I
know. I'm talking about before me. Yeah, he's a cousin of mine by marriage. He played quite a bit of guitar, mm-hmm. banjo too.
What was his last name?
Casey Smith.
Casey Smith. He's mm-hmm. one of your cousins. And is he about your age or is he older?
That's pretty close, right?
Well, yeah, about the same. Around close, mm-hmm. same age.
When do you think this banjo went out of style? I mean, it certainly
I started changing banjo. I was working with Lawson Brooks 1930 or 1929.
Played banjo up until
around 29.
First of the
30s. Yeah, first of the 30s. Mm-hmm. I played banjo, which I could play guitar too.
Mm-hmm. You used to be on what was it? WRR with that band.
Yeah, Lawson Brook. I played banjo and double on guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Like 16 pieces.
Oh yeah, was that just a string band or
no?
Was
this
was horns
a, this was
all?
A big band.
Mm-hmm. When was this? During the
which was late 20s and 29, early 30s.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That right. And you broadcast over which station?
WRR. I think we were the first that ever been on there.
Is that right? And when did you first run into Blind Lemon? Do you remember where you...
Oh, I've known him since I was a kid.
All my life.
I used to lead him around on Central Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Was that in...
That's
in
before he even started making records.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what kind of a fellow, what he looked like?
Well, he's a heavyset, dark fellow. I guess he's about close to 6 feet tall, and he was... Very heavy. I guess he weighed around 200.
Putting there
200 pounds.
Did you learn any songs from him that you particularly liked, or did you?
Well, no, I did, and I, okay. You know, actually, I was dancing quite a bit. I used to be quite a bit of a dancer, tap dancer. I used to go around with him and tap dance with him. And they used to do, you know, years ago, they used to walk up on porches and start playing
serenade.
You know, they'd walk by because people be home and they'd come up on the porch and they would start playing soft music, mandolin and guitar and bass and maybe two guitars. And
did you know this group called the Dallas String Band used to work around Dallas? I think Coley Jones was in.
Well, that's exactly the same one.
Oh, was that the
same? That's the same band, yeah. It's the same outfit.
I see. Can you remember any of the fellows in that band? I mean, the only time I've ever heard them was they made a couple of records once, you see.
Well, I got to, Coley was in and Will Green was on it,
What did Will Green play?
Played guitar. Coley played mandolin.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'd have two mandolins.
Who was the other mandolin
player? Johnny Mark or Johnny Smith.
And remember any of the other people who were with that group?
Well, they had one fellow that played a trumpet. Frenchie, he worked with him a while. He's a little time here. They called him Frenchie. I don't forgot his name. He played the trumpet. He was out of New Orleans.
Is that right? Huh.
And that's been when I was a kid.
I'm kind of interested because there is a record also on Old Columbia back in the 20s. It was called Frenchie's String Band. You think that was the same?
That's
group?
Probably the same Frenchie. He's dead now.
He played a real nice trumpet.
Real nice trumpet, yeah. He's a heavyset, light skinned fellow.
But you don't remember what his name was.
All I remember is Frenchie right now. That's all I ever did know was Frenchie.
What other instruments did they have in that group? Can you remember anything?
Well, they had a mandolin and two guitars and a trumpet. Sometimes they used clarinet.
Bass.
And bass. Mm-hmm. Then sometimes they'd have two mandolins. And then sometimes they'd have a violin. And the violin was in there.
Did you ever play with any string bands? You say that you played with this big band over that radio station broadcast, but did you ever play with just a pure string band, you know? Or were you mostly dancing at this time?
I mostly was dancing when I was a kid with my father and him in string band. Sometimes I'd play with them, you know, because we could play.
Mm-hmm.
But we were so young that they didn't take us out too much with them.
Mm-hmm. Did you make music your business most of your
life? Yes, I did.
Ever since you...
Practically all my life I've been.
Mm-hmm. When did you run into Tex Alexander? I guess he's another one of the...
Around the same time. He used to come up and play a lot down in around Central Avenue. He used to come down and play.
Was this in which town?
In Dallas, Texas.
Oh, in Dallas. Was this Central Tracks you were talking
Central
about?
Central Avenue, yeah, Central Tracks.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right. I think that was a pretty rough area.
Yeah, it was pretty rough up and down that track. Tex Alexander, I think, actually he came from Louisiana. Up there. I don't actually think he's from Texas.
Who did he have playing with him? I mean,
he played by himself most of when I was a kid. He used to go and play the blues by himself and sing.
Oh, is that right? He just stood there and sang. You didn't have anybody play guitar with him? Or?
No, he played his own guitar.
Was that right?
Yeah.
Hmm. I never heard of that. Who were some of the other fellows that you remember, you know, blues singers in those days that you ran across on Central Tracks or near there?
In those days, I ran across, we used to have a fellow named Kelly. It was Kelly's name. He used to sing the blues all the time. You remember Kelly used to sing the blues all the time. He sang the blues with the Oklahoma Blue Devils long years ago. Came up right, I guess he was in before Generation was even thought about. And he died when I was a kid. I can't remember Kelly's name, but he was one of our best blues singers there in Texas. And my stepfather did quite a few blues, too. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever know this fellow called the Howlin' Wolf, the original? I don't know.
Yes.
Funny Paper Smith.
Yeah, Howlin' Wolf. He played guitar too.
Did you ever see him around there? Or?
Yes, I saw him quite a bit.
Do you have any idea where he came from?
I don't know exactly where he come from.
Mm-hmm. Did you know this fellow named Black Boy Shine? I think he played mostly in Southern Texas, I think, around Houston.
I didn't know him. I heard of him, but I didn't know too much about him. He was from around Houston, Texas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When did you really start making the guitar your main work rather than the dancing? When did you switch?
Well, I started around my early 20s, the late 20s. I started around 29. I was playing banjo and with the band, and I had to change into guitar to play with the band, because if you couldn't double, you couldn't play with the band, see, because you either had to play banjo and guitar.
Yeah.
Then the bass player had to play bass and tuba to get in the band. So that's when I began to change from banjo to guitar. That was around the early, I'd say around 30 or 31.
Did you ever hear of a Wright Brothers string band?
No, I didn't know them.
Let me see. And your first record you made back for the Columbia, when were your next records that you made then?
I didn't make the more records after that up until 1940.
In 1940, and which company?
I was with Freddie Slag.
With Freddie Slag for Capitol people.
Yeah, Capitol.
Mm-hmm. And then you did later for Comet and Black.
Well, no, I think they bought the masters. Oh. I only recorded for Black and White. Was my first company after I left for Freddie Slag. And then after that, I think Capitol bought some of the masters and Comic bought some of the masters. I take that back. I left here in 1939 with Les Hike's band. I made my first record, my next record with Les Hike, T-Bone Blues.
I take that back.
I remember now when I left, went back east from here.
What company was that for you?
We were with Varsity.
Oh, with Varsity.
Varsity Recording Company, the old T-Bone Blues. Then Jordan made it after that, Louis Jordan. I think I got that little record around here somewhere.
Yeah, right. What sort of plays did you play when you were in your early days, you know, dancing and playing the banjo? Did you play mostly outdoors mostly in a city? Well, let me ask one thing. Where you raised? Was it out in the country or more in the city?
No, I was raised in the city.
Oh, right in
Dallas.
In Dallas. And did you, well, I guess then you played mostly for private parties or was
private parties? No. We used to play for, they have these root beer stands. Mm-hmm. They used to have these root beer stands. We used to play out in front of these root beer stands. They pay a salary and so much tip for us to work. Well, I worked with my father at the time, like Weber Root Beer and all that kind of stuff. Then we used to play different little private parties for clubs and country clubs and so on like that, and dances for.
When did these, you know, so-called juke joints start coming in, you know, just beer joints, but bands started playing, and can you remember when that started getting to be the thing, you know, for bands to play in?
Well, that started later, after I was practically grown, I guess, before the, these joints started having them, you know, because we didn't have bars and things in, when I was coming up, because the town was dry in Dallas. So. And they didn't do too much playing in joints.
Did you ever sing, you know, church music and stuff?
I never did.
You never did?
No, I never sang in the spirituals at all.
I see. Did you know this fellow, Son Jackson, in Dallas?
Yeah,
When did he start out? Do you remember?
Well, Son Jackson was a kind of a late comer, too. He's, I'd say I met Son Jackson when I was 20 years ago. Let's say around 20 years ago, maybe.
You mean after the war?
Yeah, after the war. After the war.
Do you ever know a fellow named Alex Moore? He's a piano player, Whistling Alex Moore, they call himself. He played on.
No, I didn't know him personally. I never met him.
I hate to shoot all these names at you. How about Black Ace?
I heard of him, but I never had a chance to meet Black Ace. Now, like Lonnie Johnson, I met, and like.
Where did you first meet Lonnie?
Dallas. He came there with a show when I was a kid at L.B. Morse Theater.
Oh, is that right? What sort of show was that? Remember
it was a big stage show they brought there, and he was the star of the show. Mm-hmm. At that time, his records were very hot.
Yeah. Was this in the late 20s?
This was in the early 30s.
Early 30s.
It was the late 20s, I'd say the late 20s.
And what sort of was it just music, or did they have kind of...
The vaudeville.
And, when did you run into Mass Lipscomb? Remember I asked you about him?
Oh, this is after I got started, I met him. I don't know exactly what year it was that he was working. He worked with me. Because there's so many of us worked with me.
Yes.
Since I've been on the road, it's hard for me to remember all of them.
I was just wondering, what would you tell us about what your future plans are? You're going up to San Francisco now to...
Yeah, I'm going up to San Francisco now to work, to appear for Barbara at Sugar Hill, and from there, I don't know yet, because I got some records I've got to make as soon as I get the material. And I'm getting a band together up there, and I'm supposed to go October the 1st to Junction City, Kansas, and from there on I was hit the road, I guess, through Texas, and everywhere, one-night stands.
You know, talking about material you're going to get together, how do you usually do this? I mean, I'm kind of curious, do you...
Well, some of the material I write myself,
And
then a lot of people come by with some nice material that I take and uses it.
Yeah, I imagine, after all, you've been in this business for a long time, you probably base a lot of it on the older type blues. I mean,
I'll have to stick with my style. I can't get away from it. That's the reason why I don't do rock and roll. They've been trying to get me to do it, but I'll get away from my style. So they begin to get come back. The old type of blues will begin to come back. And rhythm and blues just began to come back.
But you prefer working with a band.
I don't know. I would, 5 or 6 pieces would be enough. I don't care too much for string band. But I do use just a rhythm section myself sometime, 4 pieces, piano, bass, and drums and guitar.
Who are you going to have at that Sugar Hill with you? Just yourself? Or?
No, I got 4 pieces, 5 pieces in there with me.
Are they local from here, or are they from...
No, they're from Frisco. I got them together up there.
I see.
Boy's named Gene Killian. I went to an after-hour spot, and he's a piano player, a very nice piano player. And the bass player and the drummer, I don't know. I just met him once.
In particular, isn't some of the old timers that you knew.
I worked with Louis Armstrong
a little bit.
Yeah, just on the same bill.
On the same bill.
And I worked same bill with Cab. And I worked on the same bill with Duke. same bill with Count Basie. Mm-hmm. I was just doing my own act. I had an act at the time. Oh, see, I played the guitar back of my neck.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen pictures
and all that
yeah.
stuff, you know. And sang the blues.
Did your son ever make any records?
No, my son works for the Board of Education. My nephew plays.
Or is, who Everybody is, thinks, who is, who's this little T-Bone?
Well, that's who they think's my son, but he's not my son. It's my sister's boy.
Oh, I see. And his real name is?
R.S. Rankins.
R.S. Rankins?
Rankins, uh-huh.
Rankins. And oh, he made one for your local Miltone Records, I think. Was that his?
Well, no, that is somebody just took my name.
Oh, is that right?
And just used it.
Oh, is that right?
That was my even my nephew. My nephew's on the, has been working with me up until about 2 years ago. He's traveled with me, played two guitars on stage with him, with the act. I taught him. First, he started working for me. And then I began teaching him how to play guitar. Then I started him on stage with me. Good morning.
Let's see what else we can think of that you would, I mean, is there anything that you would like to, you know, mention about, especially how things were different maybe in the old days, or
well,
thoughts about?
No, all I can say is that I got my start with the Medicine Show, and my biggest break was with Cab Calloway. I left in 33 with Cab Calloway.
Did you
worked with him about 3 or 4 weeks.
Did you dance in that?
No, I played him. I didn't act. I played the banjo and the guitar and played all just about 7-8 instruments in the, on the stage.
Which year was this, brother?
Around 33.
Around 33. Mm-hmm. And then from there you went on your own?
On my own, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was wondering, what kind of work did you enjoy most? I mean, was it when you did an act or when you just played
straight? I did it with that. With the act, I enjoyed it more.
Is there much demand for that type of entertainment now? Or
yeah, especially for clubs, where they have the shows. They love the act, like the theaters and nightclubs where they have shows, and like the Rum Boogie. I worked the Rum Boogie for about 3 years, 42 to 45, one spot. I didn't just act in anything, that's all.
Mm-hmm. You also mentioned that you knew Smokey Hawk. Did you know him here in town, or where did you run across him?
No, I met Smokey Hawk. I met Smokey Hawk in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know him here.
What sort of guy was he? See, I'm trying to find out something about it. Nobody knows anything. Apparently, he just was a
Well, Smokey Hawk. Smokey Hawk is. Is a tall, heavy, he's kind of heavy, set tall boy, and he's still here. I think he's still here. He didn't play no instrument, though, is the one I'm talking about.
Oh, there must be a different fellow there.
Probably is. I remember one Smokey Hawk, I didn't know him played guitar.
Yeah, that's the one I know.
Well, I didn't meet him. This one I know is, they call Smokey Hawk, a tall boy, sing the blues around here. And I think he's on a Red Wagon or something like that, driving it now.
Oh,
he was
right?
Singing blues for a long
and
time.
And he called himself also?
Called himself also Smokey Hawk. Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, you know why they go around and use their different names.
Yeah.
Just like the little T-Bone that you saw on the record. I don't even know him.
Is that
right? He just used that name.
Yeah.
Quite a few of them use the name all through Texas.
Yeah. Did you ever run across a fellow named Bumblebee Slim here in Los Angeles?
I didn't know him. No, I didn't know Bumblebee Slim. I know one Slim, he plays a harmonica. I don't know if they call him Bumblebee Slim or not.
Fillmore Slim,
I think I call him Harmonica Slim.
Harmonica Slim. Oh,
yeah.
I think he. Well, who would you say are some of the better, you know, old time blues players around here, or do you think they are?
You mean around here?
Yeah.
Well, all right, I don't think I know any. Practically all of them are practically dead that did all the blues. Right? I know quite a few of the old timers that played Dixieland, like Kid Oren, a very good friend of mine.
Oh,
and,
right.
Yeah, in Dixieland.
Yeah. During the war, did you play mostly here or?
I did quite a few USO shows.
Oh, did you?
During the wartime.
Oh, I see. Did you have a band then? Or was
I had a little group.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had about 6 pieces, and we did mostly USO shows until I went to work in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Then I worked there for 42 to 45. Well, like I said, from 42 to beginning, till the war was over, I was there.
But at least since you mostly acted in the early years or danced, you weren't too much interested in the songs that people sang.
No, not at the time.
When did you first realize that there is something to catching on to some of this older material and maybe making something else out of it, which I'm sure almost.
Well, after I started making records and I began to get some of the old songs they made years ago and started to make them over, like In the Evening When the Sun Go Down and I Want a Little Girl and things like that.
Yeah.
I used to new arrangements on them, which these numbers I knew long years ago, but I didn't do too many of them. And most of the stuff I do was written by somebody or I wrote it myself.
How long did you live in Dallas? I mean, how long did you make
Well, I, from 2 years old up until I was, I don't know, 33. I'd say I was about 18 months old. My mother carried me there, and I left there when I was about 25, 24.
And where was you born? Were you born?
Linton, Texas.
Oh, that's right, you mentioned it. Is that just outside of, not too far from Dallas?
Well,
I should know.
No, it's close to Texarkana, about 230 miles out of Texarkana. So I would say it's close 200 miles from Dallas.
And then you lived how long in Dallas, you said again?
Well, from 18 months up until I was about 24.
And where did you move then? Did you come to Los Angeles right away?
Well, yeah, I came to California. I left with Ida Clark's one time, didn't I? Ida Clark's show.
Just a good way to stay. You were
going
out a lot.
I've been out a lot on different shows.
Did you work with her? Where did that take you, remember?
That took me around, just right around the area of Texas and Oklahoma, around. That's where we got. Like little towns like Abilene and Albany, Texas, and Brown, Texas.
Who organized that? Did she have a manager, or was that her?
Well, it was her show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had a manager, but it was Ida Clark's show. Mm-hmm. And her and her husband, Jesse Crump, he played the piano.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Do you remember him?
He's in Frisco now. Yeah. I better go up and see him. Uh-huh. I heard he was kind of sick.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's been, it's been almost 30 years since I saw him.
And do you remember any other shows? You mentioned the first medicine show that you went on, and then Ida Cox. Do you remember any others that during the 30s, maybe?
Well, no more than I left home with Cab. That's the only one I remember. I left, went on to Houston, San Antonio, and places like that with them, and on a theater tour.
And then when did you finally move to Los Angeles?
I come to Los Angeles in 1935.
And you've lived here, I mean, except that you travel a lot.
I've been here ever since.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's
Could you possibly describe the style that they played, that your stepfather and your father played, or was it more like the way Mans Lipscomb played, or what type of thing was it? Remember? I guess talk about his style.
It was just an old time blues they used to do every time.
I think somebody still plays that style, and he's on the cowboy. What is his name? The white fellow.
Oh, is that
right? Mm-hmm. He plays on these cowboy shoes.
Merle Travis?
Yeah. Oh, he still plays that style.
Same style.
Well, it's only because some people have told me that Merle Travis plays that style.
The same style.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I used to pick myself.
Oh, is that right? Same style. What type of songs did you
Do? Whatever I could think of and sing.
Mm-hmm.
But the blues, all the blues and things, practice the Merle Travis style. Still plays it.
In those days, people mostly made up their blues anyway. You used to probably catch the, you'd hear a man be playing, and you don't know what verses he's going to put into the blues. He just will sing it and make up his verses as they go along.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, there wasn't too much recording going on at that time, no way, see.
Yeah, yeah.